Start by getting into a comfortable, supported position. So when you're doing this at home lying down, you make sure that your back feels supported. Maybe you have a pillow under your knees to support your back. As you're sitting in the chair, feel if your back now is in a comfortable position. If you're feeling aligned. And begin by noticing the outline of your body, the shape of it. And then moving your awareness to your belly, noticing the rhythm and the rate of your breath right now. And then on your next exhale, move your awareness from your breathing down your left leg into your left big toe. And see if you can, with laser-like awareness, notice any sensations in the left big toe. And if there are no sensations, see if you can experience no sensations in the left big toe. Remembering there's no right or wrong to this practice, we're simply bringing awareness in this moment. Then moving your awareness to include the next toe. And perhaps you notice tingling or temperature or pressure. And continuing to move your awareness to each toe until you get to your pinky toe, your baby toe. See if the sensations are the same from the tip of the toes to the base where they meet your foot. And then moving awareness to also include the ball of the foot. The arch. And now the heel. And see if in your mind's eye you can bring awareness to your entire left foot as a whole, from your toes, through the ball of your foot, the arch, the heel, the top and the bottom. Noticing all the sensations or any sensations. Noticing if the sensations stay the same or if they're shifting, moving. And if you have any places of discomfort and it feels too hard to bring awareness there, you can always sit and breathe or just sit and listen to my voice. And then when you're ready, let go of the left foot from your mind's eye as you move your awareness up to your left ankle. And then up into your left calf and shin. noticing sensations in that calf muscle, along the front of the lower leg, along the shin. And continuing up to the knee. It's a hinge joint, so noticing the sides, the front and the back of the knee. Maybe you can even sense into that little space underneath the kneecap. Bringing kind, gentle awareness to our body that performs so many functions for us all day. And then continuing slowly up your left leg to the bigger muscles, the hamstrings. See if you can sense into the sensations deep in those muscles. Every square inch, noticing if there are different sensations. Noticing any shifting or changing. And moving up into the left hip, it's a ball and socket joint. So feeling into that left hip, just noticing if there's any discomfort, maybe bringing some labels, aching or twisting or tension, and as best as you can, not judging it, or if you have thoughts about it, just noticing that. But bringing kind awareness to whatever you're finding. And moving your awareness across your pelvis to your right hip, and then down your right leg to your right big toe. And take a minute to just land there, settle your awareness on your right big toe. And if it goes back and forth for a bit, that's fine. And then as you're ready, move your awareness along each of the toes on your right foot. Maybe even noticing the space between the toes. Until you get to the baby toe, and your awareness includes all the toes on the right foot. Then moving to the ball of the right foot and the arch, the heel. The heel has a much denser bone there, so just noticing the sensations there at the heel. And then again, seeing if you can be aware of the entire right foot, from toes to heel, top to bottom. And noticing how you can let go of awareness of the right foot as you move your awareness up to the right ankle. And then slowly make your way up your right leg with your awareness, scanning through skin, muscle, connective tissue, bone. Moving up to the knee again, noticing the right knee. Jon Kabat-Zinn says, as long as we're breathing, there's more right with us than there is wrong. It takes so much for our body just to be breathing. And continuing up the big part of your right leg. Until you get to the right hip. And see if you can bring awareness to the left and the right hip. And then noticing that whole area seated on your chair, your pelvis and groin area. Now we're getting into a part of our body that not only has muscles and bones, but organs. So moving your awareness deep into your pelvis. And then to the low back. So moving your awareness through the pelvis to the low back area. And then up along the spine, both sides. Noticing all your back muscles and the spine and your low back first. And then moving up to your mid back. And continuing up over your shoulder blades. And then moving awareness forward to the lower belly first. Through your body to your lower belly, and then your belly. So here, you've already probably connected with your breathing sensations again, noticing how the belly is moving to accommodate the breath. Our body knows just what to do. We don't have to make any effort. And then moving awareness from the belly now up to the chest cavity. Maybe even being able to sense the heartbeat here. The ribs as they expand and fall back with each breath. And then up into the shoulders. And then moving awareness down both arms into your hands. Noticing sensations in your fingers and thumbs. Any tingling or numbness or achy or cold or warm, tension, whatever is there, it's bringing kind, non-judgmental awareness. And then continuing from your hands up both wrists, and then slowly up your arms. Noticing your elbows, inside and the outside. And then up your biceps and triceps. Armpits. Noticing distractions. And continuing. And come back to feeling your shoulders. And then your neck. Front of your neck. And the back. And then the two sides as well. And then bringing awareness to your jaw. Both the joints, the hinge joints, and the lower jaw bone. And moving awareness inside your mouth, noticing the position of your tongue. Any moisture or dryness in your mouth. Your teeth. And gums. And then moving awareness to your lips. And your facial muscles, noticing any tensing or bracing, clenching around your eyes. And and your forehead. And then moving up from your forehead along your scalp to the very top of your head. And noticing if there are any sensations there. And one thing that Jon Kabat-Zinn does is imagine that there is a hole in the top of your head. And as you take an in-breath, you can fill your body full of that oxygen, that energy, from the top of your head all the way down to your toes and then back out again. So this sense of breathing into your whole body, filling it with energy and oxygen, and then exhaling and letting it go. And noticing the full length of your body from the tip of the toes to the top of your head, from side to side and front to back. And then as we end, maybe wiggling your fingers or toes to begin to bring a different type of awareness here. When you're ready, opening your eyes and stretching or doing whatever you need to do to have your body be more comfortable in this moment.